I am really fucking excited, though. Seriously, I am fucking juiced for this episode.
You always swear so much.
I know.
Start again because immediately and stop yelling at me.
No, because I feel like when I come in, I just want to really just rip a fucking an F-bomb right off the bat.
No, I'm introducing it. Hello, people, and welcome to our show. Welcome to the wholesome world of Mahalia and Hoes.
Joe's just for the people at home.
He gets. Nah, we both suck at this. Nah, go again.
No. No, we definitely don't suck at this.
Hello,
I told you we're gonna get better at this.
We are. I promise never to get better at that. This episode, it's
all about mental health, baby.
Yeah,
all about mental health.
I'm excited.
I am excited too.
I'm a very big advocate for this type of stuff.
I know. Yeah. I know. You know, like relationships are all rosy and fucking unicorns and rainbows mm-hmm. in the beginning, but nobody ever tells you that if shit ends bad.
Yeah. Yeah, you go there's down the gurgler, wee, see you later.
So there's this other side of the fucking coin, you know what I mean? Like that we have no idea about, and breakups fucking suck.
But we do know about it, but certain people don't talk about it. That's the problem. Because we all know that heartbreak or relationships going to shit causes pain.
Yeah.
But I feel particularly men don't talk about it enough.
Oh, we're programmed not to talk about it.
I know.
For sure.
So I would love to be a good little advocate to normalize this shit.
We're doing it right here, right now. But before we get into our mental health episode, this is Dating Down Under, where all your hopes and dreams are coming true right now.
Okay.
No? Is that not a good tagline?
That sounds dumb. Sorry.
Let's ask Luke. Luke, are you in love with our fucking, with our name, with our podcast name?
I would say I detest it.
You know, for the last couple of months, I've been feeling like it's been a little cheesy because it doesn't fit us anymore.
Yeah, okay.
So I want to like branch out.
I've been feeling the same.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm with Luke. I fucking hate it.
And you know what? Now I fucking hate it too.
I'm embarrassed.
No, fucking hate is a little bit far, but it's quite niche.
It is extreme. It's too niche. That's the problem. It's too niche.
Because in our episodes, as particularly our last episode, we did discuss, we touched on a tiny bit of mental health stuff.
For sure.
And so much other stuff, not just dating. But you know what? It's so funny because we had a little meeting yesterday and this is where this all came from. And you kind of said maybe we should think of a name change. And I'd already been thinking for weeks, like the first episode we did, I was like, well, that's all I've got to say on dating. And now I've got to do 8 more episodes with this guy. Kill me. But I've got so much more to talk about. And so do you. And so does everyone. So
I don't want to stay in this lane.
No,
I
hate this lane. Get me out.
Yeah. Let's just do something else, you know?
Okay. What are
we
doing?
Look. So here's the thing. We are always going to come back to the dating and the relationships. That'll be our anchor point for sure.
Yeah.
But we're going to be able to branch out now.
We're doing porn. No, I'm too shy.
I am literally, no, and this is no lie. I'm about an inch away from doing porn, I think, full time.
Oh my God. I can't.
What? Because you're only like 6 inches.
Bro. I need a whole 10 inches to be in porn. You know what I mean?
Oh my Lord.
Hey, there's no problem with only being 6 inches, all right, everyone?
Send nudes, Luke.
Here we go.
are we getting some nudes from Luke and his girlfriend?
Let's get them fucking nudes, Lukey.
Luke and his girlfriend.
I dream of 6 inches. Come on, let's be honest.
Same.
Most guys do. I think the average is like 5.3.
I wouldn't know. I've never slept with a real man. In case mom and dad.
And now that Luke is over there, can we just tell everybody how he's been screwing us on our bookings?
Mate, that guy's got another wedding next week. I don't believe it for a second.
Fuck, Luke?
I really thought that you guys would have taken the hint by now. Like, with how difficult I've been.
Why are you still here, you big loser? You're obsessed with us.
Like, just let go and stop booking, all right?
Well, you always show up, though.
Yeah.
This episode right here is literally like the episode that either never was, never could be, super difficult to like get to. You know, it's been crazy.
It's been coming around pretty quickly. I tell you that much. I'm not prepared.
Anyways, fuck you.
I don't know why I did that. Like, I hate myself.
I do literally have another wedding next week.
Yes.
It's crazy.
And it's in Brisbane again.
Vegas, baby.
Bloody hell.
I know. City of dreams.
Gonna finger your girlfriend again.
Excuse me?
What? Hmm? Who's gonna finger who?
His girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, Don. Are you gonna be balls deep in your girlfriend again?
Oh, my gosh.
Jesus Christ.
And here's the other thing. Sorry, guys. Oh, God damn it. This show is going out of the rails right now. In our studio, in our presence, in front of me.
It's not just us two.
No, we actually have a guest.
Oh my God.
A guest that we had on a previous episode, but nobody ever heard that episode because I lost that episode. But Caitlin Robertson.
Is Yay!
Here.
Ding, 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 ding.
Thought you guys would never shut up to be honest.
Welcome to the Caitlin Show. Nah, yeah, thanks so much for coming again.
I'm so excited to be here.
I know, bloody hell, I love your lashes. What?
I don't know what happened. But like, yeah.
I do have to mention, Luke, you'll love this. So last time we recorded with Caitlin, what is it called? Mahalia had the biggest girl crush on her, like you wouldn't believe.
Stop. Damn, did you guys film it or?
I did not.
You did have a fucking
crush. I did not have a crush. I don't anyone. I hate everyone.
You're already a fucking cradle robber. You don't also need to be poaching the little Instagram stars, you know? Jesus.
All right. So I like her lashes and her clean hair, whatever. I'm sorry that she's fucking fit.
That's my little sister over there, okay? Hey, Caitlin, shut your ears really quick because we're going to swear a lot on this episode.
I know, I just swore as well. I don't like that. Sorry. I try not to.
It's all right. I'll forgive
you. How old are you? 12, 13?
No, remember 16 next month.
She just had a birthday.
22.
Oh my God, 22. I'm feeling 22.
Happy birthday.
Please cut that out. That was horrible.
Keep it in on repeat.
Just remix that shit over and over.
We were all sitting down yesterday. Mm-hmm. Not unbeknownst to us, we had no idea that tonight was going to be our episode night.
No.
It just happened to be that way.
Yeah.
But we threw around a couple of names for the podcast and that sort of thing.
Yep.
And I don't know. There was one that kind of
A bit happy with. We're a little bit excited-y, nervous-y, doing a little weird dance right now. Ding, 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 ding. Do you want to say it or do I want to say it?
I think you should say it. I think you came up with it.
You came up with it. I've forgotten what it is.
No, I definitely came up with it.
You did. I sent you the screenshot with you saying, how about this, you dickhead?
I just didn't want to take all the credit because, you know.
You didn't want to come across as an egotistical narcissist.
Yeah, because I, look, I am.
It's all you, boo.
I mean, I do have a fucking big head.
You do.
In more ways
than
one.
I'm surprised those earphones fit on you. All right, you say it. Do you want me to count you in? What do you want me to do?
Go for it. Cut me down, baby. Cut me down.
Okay. In three.
Two.
Oh, okay, so you're doing the countdown.
Oh, sorry. But can I not do the countdown at least?
3, 2, 1.
God damn it all.
Okay.
It is now going to be titled.
I keep forgetting one.
Mahalia, you know this name. Fuck's sake.
Don't flatter yourself.
Don't Flatter Yourself podcast. Yeah. The Don't Flatter Yourself podcast.
I was expecting like someone to like jump up and be like, yay, but there was nothing just then and I feel a bit sick now.
Caitlin, where the fuck were you
on that? Do you want to do it again? And Caitlin, you come in.
There we go. That's more like
Don't Flatter Yourself podcast. Yeah, and I like that because it's kind of like it doesn't necessarily have to do with dating and it's kind of like how we talk to each other. We're pretty sassy.
It's intriguing.
Don't flatter yourself. Yeah.
Yeah, don't flatter yourself.
And that can be to do with dating because it's like we date a lot of people and people do weird shit all
assholes,
the time.
Assholes.
Like
assholes that
people
are on
the
are
absolute
don't flatter yourself.
Bastards.
Yeah. So yeah,
are you
that's
just
us.
Categorizing all men as bastards?
I am
absolutely
doing that.
I'm on that 100%. Train. Yes,
fuck boys, fuck them all. Yeah. I'm a lesbian.
Mahalia, you should have seen Mahalia. She literally just had a twinkle in her eye. She looked at Caitlin.
Oh shit!
Yeah.
Hey, also, I was going to mention you sound very happy, and I just
I'm
to
super excited. I have my two favorite girls right here in the studio.
And don't talk about Luke like that.
Yeah, no, Luke and Caitlin.
What about me? Okay. I'm your little boy.
But you do, your whole mood. I was actually quite worried about you from the last podcast, to be honest, because
I think everyone was.
Yeah,
honestly.
Look, girl,
dark,
you were pretty upset and you've been in that place for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But if anyone follows us on the gram or it's us, yeah, whatever.
We basically follow each other.
It's kind of you, like, it's your Dating Down Under Instagram.
Yeah, right.
You posted a lot of stuff and it felt like maybe someone had come out of hiding the beast was awakened.
I came out of retirement for one night and one night only.
But it has not lasted just one night.
No, it has not.
You are on the prowl. I don't even know
untrue,
what's happening.
Untrue.
How many nights has it been in a week now?
Yes.
It was just one night. It was one night and I met this girl, which, you know, honestly, like you go out with your boys, right?
Yeah,
and
the boys.
The boys.
Yeah,
the boys.
Yeah, the boys.
Hey. Like Saturday night is for the
boys.
No. What are the chances that you go out on with your boys, with your mates, boys. Right? And you meet an actual person that you're genuinely interested in?
Just one?
Just one.
Just one.
Have there been any other girls?
No, I don't think so.
Really?
I'm positive.
No bad bitches?
Definitely no bad bitches.
Okay.
Just one that I'm really interested in.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, but
just one that you're really interested in.
Just
so
one
are there some that you're really not interested. That interested in then?
But they're still there.
They're definitely not there anymore. I made sure to make it very clear that, you know, it was just one at a time.
One at a time. But that means that you've spoken to a few different girls, but they've all been one at a time.
They've all just been one at a time. No. Look, I got hit up on Instagram a couple of times and I mean, I can't help that shit, you know? Like, I mean, I get hit up on Instagram, I feel a little weird sometimes, you know?
We've talked about this before, it's a weird thing. Like, we actually discussed this with the podcast with Caitlin last time that went to hell or heaven, I don't know. Miss you, babe. Come back to us.
R.I.P.
But yeah, we were saying how... the difference between a good DM message and just a weird one.
Oh, my God.
And they're always weird.
Hey, I found you on Tinder and I realised that maybe you didn't see me. So then I've come and I found you on here on the Gramsters and this is so unlike myself to be doing this. I'm casually fun. Ha!
That
was obviously an audio message, right?
I'm pretty sure Pee Wee Herman has never hit you up, Mahalia.
How do you know that? I've had many a man chasing me. I'm a very wanted woman.
So yeah, and look, you are a wanted woman. Definitely, 100%.
Thank you.
But I'm also a wanted man.
Did my mom tell you to tell me that?
Yes. She called me out.
You are. But you're feeling like you're just your whole vibe. You're back, baby.
I had fucking 7 or 8 months. I took my heartbreak literally to heart.
Yeah.
And I went through the emotions. I went through the pain. I went through a fucking very dark spot, especially professionally and romantically. Like, I just wasn't all there.
Yeah.
And I allowed myself to be there.
You were kind of stuck in it and
I was,
not
yeah.
in that you were enjoying it, but you certainly, I didn't feel you were trying to get out of it. I felt like you were happy to be in it.
I was totally content to be in there. And then sure enough, it wasn't until the ex-wife, she ends up going, oh, you need to clean your shit up. Like, you need to get over your ex-girlfriend because she ain't coming back.
Yeah. Okay. So it took her to do that.
I mean.
And that was your turning point.
That was it. And then I'm like, oh shit, if she's telling me that, then I have to actually really do a 180 and just be like, okay, fuck all this. Like, no, let's turn it around.
And so that's, oh, thank God for her.
You got a lot of catching up to do.
Yeah.
Who says that I didn't get caught up, Caitlin? Oh. So look, the only thing that I can say about this new girl is that I like her. I like her a lot. And I'm pretty sure the feelings are mutual and like she's really cool. Like,
okay, cool.
But apart from that, like, yeah. I haven't really gotten the okay to talk and go in depth.
I know the feeling of trying to be cagey when you're being prodded. Oh, I understand.
We'll see. We'll see if I can't get a little NDA out of her. You know, non-disclosure agreement so that we can share.
Sign it on her tits.
I'll make sure I dip my pen in my cum.
That is not what I thought you were going to say. Not with those hand gestures.
Well, this is great. It's good to have you back. Well done.
Thanks.
Proud of you.
It is. It is. It's fucking really great. Like, it feels fucking great, you know?
It's insane that it just took that tiny thing from your ex-wife to say that and now it's just fully...
But I was fucking sad, though.
I know.
Fucking sad.
Yeah, sometimes you have to really write it out.
Yeah. And, you know, breakups are definitely not... we're all not strangers to it. You know what I mean?
Well, have I got news for you? My little situation.
Tell us more.
All done. I don't really want to talk about it too much. It's very fresh. And I didn't really go into much detail on the other podcast anyway about it. But I think this is the reason we've kind of wanted to talk about the mental healthy type of stuff, because I ended up going to see my therapist yesterday Because
hold on, and the last episode, I was complete. I was taken aback. I was taken aback the fact that you actually brought up that you had actually seen a therapist, and you were just so okay with it. I was just like, yeah, that's really fucking cool.
I think I am such a person that I really want to normalize this mental health illnessy thing, because I've seen a lot of it in my time, and I know that it's not the person. It's a disease. It's a disgusting disease, and it hurts so much when people can't understand it, and all I want to do is normalize it. So for me to talk about going to a therapist, it's like, well, yeah, I went and saw a therapist because it made me feel better, and it stuff stems from your childhood that you try and understand and make sense of.
Yeah.
And sometimes you just don't have those tools to help. And so with the breakup with this guy, I just didn't quite have the tools to help, and I was starting to – my fallback is a bit like eating disorder-y type of stuff, and I was starting to do that. I'm like, oh, this is not good. Don't do this. And playing the blame game on myself. And I'm like, nah, let's just go check in. And that's fine. Like, it's not like I was out of control or anything, but I just was like, I need to check in. And that's okay. I hadn't seen her in a year. And before that, I also hadn't seen her in a year. But sometimes it's just good to get perspective and someone that's removed from it to help you. And
I
really...
It's like going to the doctor when you're sick. Like, it should just be so normal.
Exactly.
Like, yeah, I'm going to my therapist. I'm not feeling too well.
For sure.
And especially when it's all these thoughts in your head and you're left wondering, like, my situation got cut off very quickly and out of absolutely nowhere.
Yep.
And it leaves you quite, like...
Leaves you completely exposed.
Because I'm such an anti-anxious person already and an overthinker, I know what my brain starts doing, and I'm like, I really don't want to go down this thing again. I've done so much work on myself to not do that. So quickly went there, and she's explained so many different things, and I've left being like, I'm all right to go on again.
But that's what I mean.
In one day.
That's unreal. Like, to me, talking about it is very difficult as a man.
Yeah.
And just like for my culture, being an American, my nationality, like everything tells me not to talk about my feelings over and over again.
It's so bad.
That's horrible.
I know. Yeah. And it
makes me sad.
Me too. I hate hearing that.
Yeah, no. And a lot
because
of people
men
go through
feel
this.
Pain.
Yeah.
Men feel
just
really,
as much. Just
men
as much.
Are the
much.
Biggest suiciders. What is the age? Like from, I don't know the statistics.
Oh my God,
it's the highest
like
killer.
14.
It's
like
awful.
It's fucked.
I can't even bear it. And like, it's not a good thing. It's like,
that's
a very strong reason why I understand this stuff because of the suicide thing.
Yeah.
And I know it's a disease and I know what it does to a person, and you see them at their normal and then you see them at their depressed and you're like, you are not that person right now.
Mm. Look, can I just tell you, it wasn't until probably just recently that I could not fathom in my brain, because I've been so fortunate throughout my life, like I couldn't fathom how a person got so depressed.
Mm.
How?
People that don't understand it don't understand it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You do not understand it until you actually go through it. And now when I went through it these last couple months, there was one night in particular where I wasn't really suicidal, but I just felt like at any moment I could just die from this heartbreak.
Yeah.
And it was 3:30, 4:30 in the morning, and I'm sending my ex-wife a message saying like, yo, you know what? I fucking just tell Annie I love him very much. You were such
son,
an amazing mom. Like, I'm so grateful for you. Yeah. I'm so grateful for you guys. Like, just give him a big hug and a kiss.
Oh, God, her getting that. What happened?
Well, nothing.
You would have freaked her the fuck out. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I woke up the next morning. I didn't go to sleep until like 6:30. And then I woke up at like 10 a.m. And sure enough, she had been calling.
Oh, my God.
And texting. She's like, are you okay?
Poor thing.
Yeah. And I'm just like, oh, my God. Yeah, no, I'm fine. You should have just left that.
Like, I'm fine, but please just tell her.
Yeah, but I think
those thoughts also, I don't know if this is what you were feeling, but when I've been quite low at times in my life, sometimes you're like, it's not like you want to kill yourself, but you're like, I just want to disappear.
No, 100%. When I moved to Melbourne, like 3.5 years ago now, so I moved into a little tiny studio apartment by myself. I didn't really have any family here that was as close. Like, I had my nana and some family, but they'll, you know, they wouldn't just come over whenever I wanted.
Yeah.
So mom and dad and my sisters were all in other states, and I would just, that's when I felt like my loneliest. I would be depressed every single day. I'd be calling my mom crying every night. Like, why am I feeling like this? Like, I don't want to be here anymore.
Yeah.
And like shit, every day she would just be messaging me. Like, I hope you're all right. I think I freaked her the fuck out, honestly.
Oh gosh, I know.
Like, it's a shit feeling.
That's why it's so important that we like should have conversations over and over and over again.
Oh my God, I think so too.
With everybody just checking in and just being like, hey dude, how are you today?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's it.
100%. And that's all it takes. Cause when you're at your lowest, all you need is someone to probably call. I feel like a call's good.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can't talk about it, but if it's a message, sometimes you're so overwhelmed with your own thoughts, you're like, I can't even be, like, I can't put it into words, but a call, sometimes you can just break down a bit and
you just need that, someone there, like on the other side, to just know that they're there listening to you.
Exactly. Like, and just being there for you.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
It goes such a long way. It goes such a long way.
It does. Yeah. It really does.
So that's another reason, I guess, this whole podcast, I'm so excited to be able to talk about all of this kind of stuff, because I'm so passionate from what I've grown up with and seen in my time and gone through my own struggles with it. And I'm at a really good place now, and I feel like if there's anything that I can do is help anyone, that would mean the bloody world to me.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. 100%. 100%. Yeah. And here's the other thing. We have Caitlin on here for a very specific reason.
Mm-hmm.
Very specific
and
reason.
And what is that specific
reason? Terrific reason.
Well, other than being a fantabulous human being.
Stop it.
You know, you are. You're very outspoken. You're very well mannered. You're
well spoken.
Yeah, very well spoken.
I don't think we've explained who she is and what, like, you're
exactly. Introduce her right now. So, Caitlin Robertson. Sorry.
Yes.
Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, okay.
Show us your tits. No, that's gross. That's my fucking little sister. Damn it all. Stop it.
Show me your tits that no one else has to see. This is a bathroom.
I'm single now.
She is a little bit of an influencer, an Instagram influencer.
And would you call yourself a socialite? Is that a thing? I don't understand.
I don't. I just say Instagrammer. Even the word influencer gives me the heebie-jeebies. Because I'm I don't want to give myself that title and make, people listen to me and
what
do what I say.
What does an Instagrammer do then?
I feel like an Instagrammer is just someone who lives their life, posts photos of it, and has a fuck ton of followers, really.
Do you get sponsorship and paid for this kind of stuff?
I can. I do. Most of it's just getting a lot of...
We have people waving at us from the ESPY. Yeah, hi, bye.
Hey, sexy. You single?
That's your daddy. That's your daddy.
Sugar daddy,
man. Boy, we are on. I wish I wasn't wearing my activewear.
So you get paid for it?
Yeah, I have in the past. But it's mostly just getting a lot of gifted products worth up to $200 and just doing a post. But I'll never accept a product and do a post for a product if I don't actually will use it. I'm not going to just post it for the sake of it.
That's why I like this girl so much.
That's why we like her.
That's why I like her so
How
much.
How did you get into it? How did it start? Like, you didn't all of a sudden have
when I moved here, I started going to cafes and stuff, going out for brunch every day because that's what you do in Melbourne. So I just...
Everybody does, yeah.
I was just taking photos. Don't even talk about Smash Dog.
Oh, really? Yeah. Why? You don't like it?
I'm the only person in Melbourne, I swear, that hates avocado.
Oh, ew,
yeah,
why?
I know, ew, okay.
Okay, are you serious? Weird. Can we get rid of her?
Get out.
Caitlin.
Get out right
okay,
now.
Okay, chat. Show us one little look at an nipple.
Again, this is why I love you so much, because you're fearless. Against all odds, you're fearless.
I just posted a bloody video on my story just before, and I was like, okay, what is the hype about chili? Ew. I was like, it hurts your mouth to eat it. I've had so many people message me and they're like it gives food flavor, and I'm like, no.
No, it burns my tongue.
It's the devil of food.
No, but I mean, that's the thing. Like, people come to you for your realness. You know what
they
I mean?
They want to know if I like chili or not.
Fuck yeah. No, I mean, you think that you might not think that's important, but that's actually really important, because ultimately your followers are coming to you because you're real. Because even though you have all these thousands and thousands of followers, you're still on Instagram posting real shit all the fucking time.
You know
time.
What I it's, loved that you, sorry to cut you off, what I loved that you did a few weeks ago was showing your unedited photos compared to your edited photos. And they were
The Photoshop ones?
Making yourself look smaller and stuff. And I love that so much. Like, when you did that, I was like, oh, I'm so proud, because it's such an important thing. I'm so sick of, I think I mentioned in our last podcast, so sick of everything revolving around likes, revolving around having fake skin, fake tits.
It's not fucking
body.
Real. Like, nobody looks like that.
And
nobody.
No wonder we're all got mental health
my God,
issues.
I know.
Because we're all comparing ourselves to something that's not real.
100%. Like, when it just makes me sad that people actually feel the need to do it, which I have in the past.
Yeah, same.
Like, that they're looking at these people and they're like, I don't want to post this photo because my belly looks a little bit big.
I know.
It's like, who gives a fuck? Like, nobody cares what your belly looks like. Like, I don't fucking scroll through Instagram and see a chick who has, maybe a little bloat or something. Yeah. And I'm like, same, babe. Like, me too.
Yeah, right.
For sure.
And if she was your friend in real life, you'd be like, oh, you look amazing.
Yeah, literally.
But because you don't know them, you're like, oh my God, she's got like a little pot belly. Yeah. What a big fat butch.
Which brings us to our next point, which is exactly why you're on this program for this specific reason. You have a little, you're branching out yourself into something else. What? Tell us.
Baby's growing up.
Well, I'm actually starting my own podcast.
Stop it.
I am copying you guys because I love you so much.
Tell us. I am.
It's called The Anxious Diaries. I kind of rebranded my own Instagram and I was basically referring to myself as just another Instagrammer with anxiety.
Mm.
Yeah. And I was actually getting a lot of messages about that. Like people were like, I love your bio.
Yeah.
Like it's giving me all the love.
You're so real with it, yes.
Yeah.
And I was like, maybe, because I've been thinking about starting a podcast for a while, but I had no idea what I wanted to revolve it around or even call it. Mm-hmm. And then all like everyone was gravitating towards this thing that I had in my bio.
I love that name, The Anxious Diaries.
Me too.
And I was like, amazing.
Okay, what can I do with this? So I wanted to shorten it a little bit. So we got The Anxious Diaries and yeah, it's basically, I basically just want to revolve it around mental health as like a foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And then I want to talk about childhood, growing up, high school, university, moving out of home. I want it so that anyone can listen to it and get something out of it.
Yeah.
So even if you're 15 and you're going through shit at school, like your boyfriend's just broken up after 2 days. Or you're losing friends after university, can relate. Like, or fucking you're 35 and you've got anxiety and you want to hear someone who is like your best mate talking about it and you can relate to it.
And 100%.
Normalizing it. Yeah, 100%. I just want people to hear it and know that it's normal.
Yes.
Like it's not a thing that people suffer with and like quietly. Like 50% of the fucking population have anxiety, depression,
and
everything.
It's so funny you say that because the only reason I knew that I had anxiety was because I started seeing a new therapist when something kind of I went into therapy when I was about 27 because my eating stuff and my headspace over that was so shocking that I was like, this is not normal. Like, I can't, these thoughts in my head, surely no one else is thinking like this.
What kind of thoughts? Suicidal thoughts?
No, sorry. Oh my God, the thoughts in my head, I'm so
negative. About yourself?
Yes.
Oh,
I can't sleep at night because I'm like, you shouldn't have had that. You didn't even make yourself vomit because you can't even do that properly. So good on you. You'll never be an actor because you're not skinny enough. Oh, you didn't go to the gym today? You big fat bitch. You're disgusting. You'll never get a job. Crazy negative. Yeah. And it's taken, I've been doing that since I was about 8 years old. So it's
everybody has negative self-talk though.
Yeah, but mine's on repeat, never stopping. So I decided to go to therapy because I wanted to kick that.
Right.
And I wish that I knew that it was anxiety and a form of OCD because I just thought, I just kind of thought that was me for 27 years of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I'd heard a podcast like yours, it would have helped so much and been like, oh my God, other people have these thoughts.
Yeah.
I'm not crazy.
No, you're not alone,
I'm just
baby.
Big boned.
No, I'm not. I gotta go to the gym.
No, these are the little things that people should hear about, and they should hear about it often because just like Caitlin, just like you said, it should be just like having a cold.
Exactly.
100%.
Yeah.
And it's actually funny that you say that because I myself am too scared to go see someone about it. So I guess you could say I'm self-diagnosed, which might pee a lot of people off.
Uh-huh, right.
But I mean, you can't really feel the way I feel and not suffer from anything. I've got, so depression runs in my family, so I definitely suffer with that. Eating disorders as well, and anxiety.
Samesies! We're cute. Let's get matching tats. And then feel anxious
Mahalia,
about our choices. Like,
again, this is our guest. It is not somebody that you can hit on, okay?
Sorry, shit. It's not the first time. It's okay.
So that makes sense then that you, you kind of know that that's what's up.
My mum is always the person I go to when I would be having episodes. Like I'll be having panic attacks where I'm on the floor in the shower, bawling my eyes out, hyperventilating. I can't talk. I can't breathe.
Whoa.
So I'm calling mum up and like afterwards when I've calmed myself down, she's calming down. She's telling me to breathe over the phone. Like imagine how hard that must be for a mum on the other side of the country.
Yeah.
Her daughter's like in the shower having a panic attack and there's nothing she can do about it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But she would always tell me, she's like, you need to go see someone.
Yeah.
She's like, there's so many people around that can help you.
Yeah.
And every single time I say this, I say, I don't want to because I don't want to feel broken.
No, you don't feel broken.
I know. And I hate that I feel like that. But I feel like, and then I look at you and I'm like, you're not broken.
No, I'm
but that's what you
for
do
it.
Exactly. I just don't want to admit to myself that there's something wrong with me.
There's nothing wrong with you because we're all the same.
I know.
It's just about trying to help yourself. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And do you know how you go about, like, I don't know if people know this, but like you have to go to the doctor and you say to them like, I'm not feeling very good. And they're like, do you want to kill yourself? And you say, no, thank you. I like my life, but I'm sad. La, 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 la. Yeah. And then they get you to do a little survey. And so you just like on a scale of 1 to how much do you want to maybe get out of here.
Right, yeah. How much do you want to exit?
Where you at? And you're like, happy yeah. face, sad face. And then it's just other things like, have you cried today? Or can you sleep at the moment? Or I think there's maybe only 6 questions. They don't even ask you about it. They say, just do that for a couple of minutes.
You and they do refer it, you to a doctor.
You give it back. And then they go, okay, for me, because it was a eating body angsty yep. thing, they got me onto a really good lady who specializes in mm-hmm. that kind of stuff. So, you know, it's not that scary. They don't even ask you any questions, but then you go and then you're like, well, this is so weird. But the person you're talking to, don't you think how many people they've seen in their entire career? They're like, my lady goes to me, God, you're anxious right now, aren't you? This is this bit scary for you. And I'm like, what?
Hyperventilating. Yeah. Into a
couldn't
back.
Breathe.
And I'm like, sweating?
Oh, I was so sweaty. It was the weirdest thing. I think I did some weird thing with the pillow next to me. And I was like, oh, did she say that?
She definitely did.
Oh, God, I'm weird. Help.
People have no idea. And this is, I'm so foreign. Look, I've been here 2.5 years. And it wasn't until just recently that I found out that you can actually go to the doctor and tell them like, hey, like this is my problem.
Yeah.
And then you can go to a bulk billing place and have a psychologist, a therapist treat you.
Yeah.
That's unreal.
It's crazy. Don't you think like, have you ever broken a bone in your body or something?
Yeah. Right.
Imagine if you broke that and you're like, I'm fine every day. Oh,
I don't want to feel broken.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Same fucking shit.
I'm embarrassed that my leg's broken. How embarrassing.
It's the same shit. Yeah. Yeah. And it's not that your mind is broken, but it's just that you're going through some shit that you just need a little help.
And like your mind is the most important thing that you can have. And
exactly.
if you're not, it's like meditating. People say like you go to the gym to work on your body.
Yeah.
So why don't you meditate to work on your mind?
Exactly.
Like it's just as important.
Exactly.
So right. And they just understand people's behavior and your behavior and I don't know, the stuff that I've learned. Oh my gosh. Well,
if I would have gone, look, it took me 7 or 8 months and I'm a public health, university public health graduate level professor.
Yeah.
And I still had a hard time like, oh, do I go to the doctor? Do I see a therapist? Do I not see a therapist? And even through all that, it took me 7 or 8 months, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
To like start feeling like, oh, okay, now I'm actually okay.
Yeah.
It would have taken me maybe 2 or 3.
Yeah.
Had I gone and seen a therapist.
Exactly right. Mm-hmm.
You know?
It took me from when I was 8 years old up until I was 27.
Wow.
And then off and on until I was kind of, I didn't really get a good one until 2 years ago. So that's been the turning point for me.
Wow. Yeah.
But you know, like it just took a few sessions and look at me now. I do podcasts and voices.
Take
big
that.
Shot over here.
but yeah, tell us about your anxiety. Do you know where that came from or like?
I was actually talking about this yesterday after we met. I went home to mum and I was sitting down with her. We were actually at dumplings.
Ooh, dumplings.
Could go for some dumplings right now. And I was like, I actually think I know, because I was talking how you know where your anxiety stemmed from.
Yeah.
And I was like, my life basically started when I was 10 for me. That's where all my memories and my what I remember feeling started when I was 10. I'd woken up at about 6 o'clock in the morning. I was ready to jump on a plane to go to Perth for dance competitions, nationals.
Wow.
And my dad was up watching the TV and I was like, well, what are you doing awake? And he just burst out into tears. He's like, Nana just called.
Oh, no.
Oh.
And I was like, what'd she say? And he was like, Granddad just died.
Oh.
And just from there, like, I don't really have any memories of my granddad, which sucks. Mm-hmm. But it's like from there, I kind of grew up. Like, Dad went spiraling, obviously.
Oh.
It's his dad. No. Like, he suffers from depression as well.
Yeah.
So it's just, I don't know what it was about that, but. Mm. I would just wake up crying every night. That whole Perth trip, I was
just a mess.
Yeah, because I didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
And I was 10 and that's just the defining moment in my life. That's kind of just where I say my life started.
Yeah.
It's like I had to grow up from 10 and everything I feel, I just relate it back to that time.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was.
Holy
it was
shit,
just
that's so interesting.
Yeah.
But everything's from your childhood. That's what I've learned as well. When I've seen therapists, they always want to talk about my childhood. And I'm like, I really don't want to talk about my childhood, but they're like, it's really important. So it's not mm-hmm. a strange that that's what's defined you and made you an anxious person or
yeah.
whatever, because that's exactly where it all stems from.
And you now learn. When I get phone calls, I posted this on my podcast page the other day. I am so anxious when I get phone calls because I immediately think that I'm going to answer it and someone's died.
Oh, and relate. Right. Yeah.
Holy uh-huh. shit.
Yeah. I get heart skips a beat when my phone, especially my mom. God. If my mom rings me and I'm not expecting a call from her, I freak out.
100%.
Oh,
that's nuts.
Yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. See, I never even saw it. I would never even see it that way because I've never had that experience of having somebody pass away through mm-hmm. You know, like, whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, that's unreal. But what about, because I'm dying to understand the way your mind works and how you are as a human being. Mm. If I were to get messages, mm-hmm. I get more anxious on messages and texts and like DMs than I do through phone calls. I get a phone call, I'm excited, right?
Mm, yeah.
But if I get a DM, I'm just, or a text message, I'm just like,
why is that? Oh. Are you expecting something bad written down or?
I guess, I don't know, because just, I don't know. I just feel like it's a thing. Like I have to answer it. I think that's the thing. Like I will be anxious because I have to answer and respond to the other person.
Yeah.
Because if I don't do it right away, I'm just like a wreck, you know?
Mm. Yeah.
So how do you handle it? How do you handle it as a person?
Because I actually really struggle with that as well, especially having the following I do. I get a lot of messages. I have 99 plus requests in my inbox.
Girl.
And it's just like you get brands messaging as well, wanting to collaborate and cafes as well. I leave things I'm the kind of person, if I don't reply that instant, as soon as they've sent the message, I probably won't reply.
Same. Mm-hmm.
And like when you messaged me mm-hmm. and invited me onto the podcast, I think I left that in my request for about 2-3 weeks.
It was months.
Yeah. Well, I saw it as soon as it came through. I was so anxious to respond.
No way.
I was thinking about the future, I was like, should I do it? Should I not do it?
Yeah.
I don't know how this is going to affect me. What do I say?
Yeah.
Is he going to like me? All sorts.
Yeah.
And it's the same with brand messages. Like, I don't know how to respond sometimes and I don't know if they're going to want me. And so I just end up leaving it half the time.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's just your brain being a worry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get the same.
Even my friends as well, I'll just leave it or I'll just double tap it because I'm like, I don't know what to respond.
Yeah.
No, so, and I think about it too much.
We often look at like Instagram, and I don't know about you, Mahalia, but I look at Instagram sometimes, and when I see somebody that has a fucking ridiculous following, I'm just like, I wonder what their life is like.
I wonder
what it is that like,
because
obviously like I don't have big tits and a fat ass, you know what I mean, that I can just show off. I'm not saying that.
I'm a curvy girl, I know, all right. But I'm like, bloody hell.
I'm like, and I don't have a six pack, because if I did, trust me, I'd probably be on Instagram flashing my fucking six pack around, you know what I mean? But I'm like, because I don't have that, I'm just like, I like keeping low key, you know? I just don't know.
Caitlin, how many followers have you got?
Just under 15,000.
And how did it skyrocket so quickly?
Well, as I said, I was starting as a food blogger and that got me to about 10K. Uh-huh. And then from there, I was like, well, I can do something with this. So I just changed it into lifestyle kind of thing, so I could just post whatever I wanted and I was getting free stuff out of it.
So good.
People were liking what I was posting. I was like, this is an amazing gig. I mean, why not?
What about guys? Do you have guys sliding? I mean, obviously you do.
Oh, yeah.
You get the occasional Indian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Will you marry me?
How does that go for you? Like, have you dated anyone from it?
No. Most of them are either really immature guys that are just like, oh, hey. And you're like, what the fuck am I supposed to reply to that? Like, give me something interesting.
Pick up your fucking game, homie.
If it's not that, it's people finding your account from Tinder and messaging you that way.
Yes.
It's like, if I didn't swipe you on Tinder.
Exactly.
Don't fucking message me.
Oh, my God.
You're clearly
ugly. I am living this dream right now, baby girl.
This is seriously something, and I don't think a lot of guys, like, have to go through, but girls have it way worse. You know what I mean?
I've had that many DMs lately in the last week from being back on the dating apps. Like, unbelievable. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like so many.
And they find your Facebook.
Yes.
Okay, so you've only got on Tinder, you've only got your first name.
Yes.
Yeah.
You don't have your fucking last
name.
They
call me Miss Brown.
How the fuck do they find you on Facebook?
Creeps.
I'm sorry, what?
How do they even, well, I know how you would find somebody on Instagram, but still.
Yeah.
It's fucking creepy.
So you don't ever get any good guys from it?
No. Nah. I'm really picky though.
Yeah, okay.
Like they could, I've had guys that have actually sent a decent message that has made me laugh or be like, oh, okay, he's probably a good egg. Yeah, but then I go to his profile and I'm like, no.
Same. And you're always like, damn it, where are the cool ones?
Where's your blonde hair and blue eyes?
Yes. Hey. Some of us are brunettes over here. What the fuck? We're all brunettes in this fucking room.
Yeah, a bunch of cuties. Yeah,
fuck you, Luke. Fuck you and your fucking baby blonde hair.
I don't have blonde hair.
Cupid.
What do you got in there, brown? Is it brownish?
Like, yeah, brown. Can you see?
It's like Sideshow Bob.
Do you have eyes?
Yes, I have. He's so cute, though. He's so cute.
Little cherub Luke. How are you going in there, Lukey?
And recently.
Getting a bit lonely.
Yeah. Okay. A little bit lonely?
You.
Oh, no, if you want, you can join us right here.
No. We're good.
I'm not going to say no. And then just recently, sorry, I'm going to segue into something completely different.
Please talk about the Europe trip.
Yes.
I've been waiting
for this. Bitch, you're giving me anxiety for not taking a fucking vacation.
Oh, you should be getting anxiety.
Tell us everything.
You were gone for like 2 months.
The best 2 months of my life, can I just tell you that?
Did you do all the sex with Greek gods?
Not the Greeks.
Oh.
Italians.
No, funny enough, no foreigners.
Oh. None.
No, I like the English speakers.
Australians.
From
Frankietown.
Australians?
No, not Australians. Okay.
Oh, just English speakers.
English speakers.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Oh. Yes, right. Oh.
Yeah.
So did you hook up with people? Did you smooch a lot of boys?
Did I smooch? I love a good smooch.
Oh, don't we all? Daddy.
I mean, a girl doesn't kiss and tell. No.
Okay. Well, was there anyone that you met that tickled your fancy?
Yeah, she did. She got fucking dick. I know she got dick.
Oh, my gosh.
Hell yeah.
Don't. She's only 12. Let's just say that English is my new type. British,
stop
English.
Oh. Okay.
Hip hip cheerio.
Yes.
Hello, governor.
Yeah, how many English dudes did you fucking bang out? Two, three, five, 10?
We're not getting into a number.
She just said a lady never kisses and tells.
She doesn't kiss and tell.
Right. Well, tell us how your Europe trip went.
You're making me depressed just thinking about it. I had a mental breakdown. I'm not even joking. My sister left. So we had a hotel room in Athens.
Yeah.
She had a 1 p.m. flight out of Athens. I had a 10 p.m. flight. So I walked her to the bus stop to get on the bus to get to the airport. Then I walked back to the hotel room. Like, I was tearing up on the walk back.
Mm.
Get into the hotel room and I lose it. I start bawling my eyes out.
Oh, no.
I'm calling mom, like FaceTime. She answers and I'm just there like, she's like, what the fuck? You're in Europe.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't want to go home. Like, I just had the biggest breakdown. I was actually the saddest I'd been in a very, very long time.
Yeah.
And she's been sad.
Yeah,
she has
honey.
Been sad.
She's had the depression.
Yeah, baby girl has been there.
Baby girl's been down.
she'd been down that road. Yeah. And then I got back and my first day back in Melbourne, I actually was on the verge of the bad thoughts.
Oh.
Because it was so bad coming back.
Oh, no.
I had nothing to come back to. I quit my job before I left. And
good for you.
I just kept saying, I was like, no, I'll figure it out when I get back.
Yeah.
Everyone I met over there was like, what do you do? And I'm like, I don't have a job. I'm going to figure that out when I get back.
You're an Instagrammer? You can follow, like, and subscribe.
Right. Do you want to give me money to post on Instagram?
Yeah.
And then I got back and I was like, I've got to figure out what the fuck I'm doing now.
Oh, shitty.
So that's been fun. Unemployed life is great, though. Netflix
but you've got
is
some
really good.
Opportunities happening.
I have.
Proud of
you. On the horizon.
It's all right.
Tell us, what's on the horizon other than the podcast, of course.
Other than the podcast. Yeah. Well, I've got myself a gig being a social media manager now, which is a milestone.
Sounds perfect for you.
It's great.
Yeah, congratulations. Yeah.
I've never been, like, wanted to be that type of person that's the 9-to-5 office job.
God, no.
Monday to Friday. Both my parents did that, so I grew up with that mentality that's what you do when you're an adult.
Yeah. Oh.
And I was like, no, I never ever want to do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like the flexibility of going to work when I want to. If I want to, I can do work from the couch. If I want a lunch break for 2 hours and go see my friend, I can do that. So that's kind of what I've got at the moment, which is really,
that's so
really
cool.
Awesome.
Oh, fuck, living the dream over there.
Yeah.
Living the dream.
But I'm just saving up so I can move to London next year.
What are you moving there
for? Is there a boy?
No. Oh, my God. You're in love with a Londoner.
Or boys. No, boys.
Maybe New York for my sugar daddy.
Oh, excuse me?
Really?
Have you got a sugar daddy?
Look, I hope I have a sugar daddy. Don't we all?
Seriously.
Has he got a sexy brother? How old is this guy?
Oh, he might be in early 30s.
Oh, God. He's like my tiny child boyfriend.
Holy
great.
Fuck. He is sugar your sugar daddy.
Yeah.
What, can you explain what, like, kind of what he looks like?
I mean, gosh, if he listens to this, then he's going to know exactly.
Dick, medium dick.
I'm talking about.
Did you finger your asshole? Like,
oh, my God. Smell my finger. What?
Okay.
We're not getting into that, but that's okay. It happened. It's a possibility.
Oh, I fucking
love
that.
Who knows where I'll be
for New Year's. Just dropped that little bomb here.
Oh, my God. All welcome right. to the club. Oh God, I don't even know where to go from there.
Me neither.
After that.
We're all just in shock, really.
I know.
Just need some time to process.
Hey, okay, so now that I'm the age that I am.
480.
Exactly. 65. 69. No,
God,
but
we're
like.
So immature.
12.
You know.
Luke's pissing himself. 69.
Yeah, I'm in tears.
No, I can totally imagine having a sugar baby. Fuck yeah. Mm. I can totally imagine having a sugar baby. Now I understand, like, when I was, like, 23, 24, mm-hmm. and I saw all these, like, 22, 23-year-old girls, why are they fucking dating these old fuckers? You know, I never understood. Now I understand.
How old's the girl that you're interested in of late?
Yeah, let's get on to that.
Anyways.
Oh, she's 23. Hey. You are a sugar daddy right now.
No, I'm totally not a sugar daddy. I'm 100% not a sugar daddy. And that's one of the things that I made sure of, me personally. I wanted to
first
make
date,
sure.
This is not a sugar daddy situation.
Yeah, I'm full.
Just to clarify.
This is not a sugar daddy situation.
Forgot my wallet.
I wanted to make sure that if I was going to be interested at all with a girl, I needed to make sure that she was not about my bank account. You know what I mean?
Okay.
As long as we're cool with that, then yes, I'm.
So you
I'm
made
continue
her pay,
to
yeah.
be. Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely. I made her pay. No, I still. No. We went Dutch.
No,
it's Dutch.
Yeah,
half. I'm Dutch.
Half.
Half and half, Dutch.
You went half.
You
that's
fuck
so gross.
No, she
that's
actually.
No. So
okay, hold on. Wait a second. Before you motherfuckers judge me, all right? Before you motherfuckers judge me, all right?
That's so gross. You're so rich at the moment with that big salary you've got going on.
No. Little teeny tiny. Wee,
don't talk about your dick like that.
Teeny tiny massive.
No, what is it called? No, she was actually pissed off. Like, I paid for like, I think we just had drinks at Drumplings.
You just had drinks at Drumplings.
I'm
sorry, you didn't get Dumplings at Drumplings.
I am so
disappointed with you right now.
The conversation was too good. It was too
Nothing
good.
Nothing is too good for fucking Drumplings.
Oh, God, I'm so embarrassed. But yes, we just had drinks there. I'm so sorry. I know.
So much right now.
Oh, I'll go back. I'll go back.
Yeah,
I'm
you
sure.
fucking
I'll go back.
Better go, I'll back. Go back.
But what, she was upset with you because you were trying to pay too much and she wanted to be
because
a lady
because I paid
and pay.
For the whole thing and she looked at me with a pissed off face and she goes like, no, I'm not okay with that. That is not okay. Like, oh shit, okay.
I like that. I
fucking love that. That was awesome.
What do you guys think of like guys paying on the first? Like,
fucking love it. Froth it.
I think they should.
Yeah, 100%.
I'm not about, I think that I don't like being like this equality thing.
No.
But in that situation,
yeah.
I'm like, I think the man, if he's asked you on a date, he should pay.
Yes.
You got to do like the joking, pull your card out.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Yes,
don't just stand there with your arms folded looking at him
yes.
like, so
what's
card, you paying?
And
no, you got to pretend to try, but know in that he's actually going to pay.
Thank you.
And I would also
I
hope
like
the
that.
Second date, maybe they pay too.
Oh, just, yeah, for sure.
I know that. I don't know if that's
like
wrong.
The first five.
No, that's too much.
No. Look, I'll tell you from a dude's perspective. If you're a true gentleman, true blue, not a fuckboy, because a fuckboy, oh, shit, where's my fucking wallet?
Yeah.
Where's my card? Oh, fuck, I must have forgotten.
Yeah.
Damn. Like, I
it
used
shows
to pull that
true
shit all the time.
Character
yeah.
if a man is like, please put your wallet away.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a really good friend,
yes.
and whenever we go out for 100. Dinners, he's like, you're actually embarrassing me. And it's not like a dating thing, but he's just like, Mahalia, like, just don't.
Yeah.
You actually stop that.
It's not a macho thing. It's not a macho thing.
No.
It's just, it's nice. You're the one that asked her out.
Yeah.
She said yes. So you know what? I'm going to take care of this. I'm going to treat you. And
hope for a blowjob at the end.
Somewhere down the future, I am going
under the
to
table.
Lick that. Oh, no, my bad.
Oh
no,
gosh.
No. But
looks
you don't
like,
expect
yeah.
it. However, you know what I mean? Like later down, if it goes really well,
yeah.
then, you know, you'll split other things. You know what I mean? Like you get this, you get that.
I'm sorry.
I was not talking about something sexual. No, because that does piss me off about dudes. The dudes that like pay for your shit or like at a bar, like on a Friday, Saturday night, they'll pay for your shit, they'll pay for your drinks, and then expect then you like, you need to hang out with me. You know what I mean?
They're the
like,
worst. I'd rather just not have drinks.
Yeah. That's why I have girls pay for my drinks. You know what I mean?
You do, don't you? You told me a story the other day.
Dude, I might have.
You hoebag.
Back to his old tricks, ladies and gentlemen.
I was out of retirement for one night and one night only. And I was like King Kong up in this bitch. No, anyways, apart from me, this is about you, Caitlin.
I know,
is
it's the Caitlin show.
It is the Caitlin show. Yes.
Don't play
and
yourself.
And that's what the new name is.
The Caitlin show. Hey. So now we went from having one host to two co-hosts and now three co-hosts.
One only host.
Just Lukey.
So we're now your guests on your podcast.
Thank you so much for having us.
I'm so excited to have you guys.
Did you want to see my tits?
Yes.
Okay.
Same as a turn now, babe.
God, put those things away.
They're on the floor.
I'm sure they're very nice.
Thanks.
I'm sure they're very perky.
Holding them up.
Yes, they are.
No, because I emotionally eat, you know? Yeah, I emotionally eat, overeat when I'm like sad and shit, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a real eating disorder because it only happens every once in a while, but do you guys face a lot of eating disorder issues at all?
Yes.
In the past, yeah. In the past? I feel like if I got to that point again, then I'd have a relapse.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, what kind of relapse? What kind of food, like eating disorder did you have?
So this is mainly just when I was feeling really lonely. So this was last year?
When you just moved here?
No. So I'd already been here for about 2.5 years, 3 years, and I went through some really shit with a guy. He fucked me up. Hardcore.
Oh, shit.
And I didn't know how to handle it. And I was, whenever I would feel shit about myself, I would emotionally eat. I would overeat. And then I would hate myself for doing so. I'd look in the mirror. I'd look at my stomach and I was like, why do I look like this? And I would just throw up everything I ate.
Bulimia.
I was doing that daily for a while.
Fuck.
Yeah. Just to feel good about myself.
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't look how I should look. I'm embarrassed to look like this. I'm fat. And actually now I found out I suffer from bloating. So that's why I've got, you know,
a little issue.
And that's what I would just put it on, that I just hated myself. I hated the way I looked and I would just deal with it that way.
Quickly, just for anyone listening who doesn't know what Caitlin looks like, she's drop dead gorgeous with an amazing
Stop talking to my little sister.
No, but just in case, like that's how crazy this mental illness is, that it makes you think that you're fat and disgusting and gross and looking a certain way when you actually are unreal.
I could never imagine, for anybody that doesn't know what Caitlin looks like, I could never imagine you looking less than what you know what I mean? Like you're greater than most people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you're
at least a 6.5 out of 20.
She's definitely a 6.6, maybe.
Out of 6.6.
But don't you think...
6.9.
Caitlin, have you got heaps of girlfriends, though, that are not as severe as what yours is, but have these same struggles? Like, every single one of my girlfriends is like, I'm too fat. I don't want to go out on the weekend. I can't find any clothes to wear. Gross.
All of us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And some are more extreme than others, but it's there in pretty.
Explain this to me because I don't fucking get it. I don't get it.
We're
like,
all
why?
Just comparing ourselves. Yeah. It's fucking social media. It's so fucked. That's why I'm trying to be more real on there. Mm. So people don't feel like that and don't feel the need to throw up in the toilet because don't look the way some people might on social media.
And also mine's, I guess, when I turned 8 and decided I wanted to be an actor, something in my brain flicked over and that's kind of when my stuff started.
Wow.
Because I looked at all these other actresses and they're all teeny tiny. And the reality in my world is to get work. Is that the reality though or is that my reality? I was going to say you have to be a certain size.
There's a catch 22. There's a catch 22 because you do have to look a certain way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, you do.
For me, like often I'll get changed 7 times before I leave the house. I'm not even joking. Mm-hmm. And I'm in tears and I'm like, I'm disgusting. I don't want to go out. I'm so ugly. And then I get to a place and I'm like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. Don't look at me. And it's crazy because I know I come across so confident. But like that's just where how my brain works.
The amount of times we cancel plans because we don't feel good about ourselves to even go out. Like we don't want people looking at us.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, this is completely foreign to me. Yes, because I know I struggle with like things to wear, I guess, on a Friday, Saturday night, and I'll just go my Hank Mooney look, you know, jeans and a black shirt. Easy well and done. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's easy. Yeah. However, girls are different because girls judge other girls.
Yes.
Guys don't judge girls.
Yes.
You know, that's kind of a foreign concept. You know, we're actually lucky that we even get to look at girls sometimes, you know?
Yeah. But I imagine girls, a guy looks at a girl and they're like, oh, she's got a nice vibe. I like that about her. But oh my God, that skirt does not go with that belt. Has she got a little bump from her underwear coming through? Mm-hmm. Or I can see a bit of side flab. What a fucking big fat bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. But us girls, that's what we do.
Why do you do that to each other though? Maybe not you two, but like each other. But other girls do that shit.
It's more so to ourselves. Yeah. Not other people.
Is it more of like a self-projection then sometimes, like with other girls, that their own insecurities are coming out and then they're the ones that are judging other women?
It can do. But most of the time I feel like you think people are judging you. Even girls, you actually think they're judging you, but they're not.
No, exactly.
No one actually cares, unless you're a horrible human being.
Nobody
actually cares.
And I wonder if it's worse for your generation because...
Whoa, what do you mean her generation? The fuck do you mean?
But do you know what I mean?
Granddad, sit the fuck down.
Yeah, mind your hip, brother.
I know, fuck.
But yeah, like there's so much more... on Instagram, that's your life now. I mean, I use Instagram as well, but I'm not like sucked into looking at other girls' pictures and like comparing myself totally. I know it's there, but I think for a younger generation, it's maybe a bit more prevalent.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
It's what we grew up thinking is normal.
Yeah, and going through school with it.
Mm-hmm. That's the worst.
I hated to have done that.
Oh, I can only imagine.
It's even worse now for kids now going through school.
Yeah.
Like 12-year-olds, 13-year-olds now. Like I look at 13-year-olds now dressing the way I do now as a 22-year-old.
Yeah.
And then I go back on my photos when I was 12. Me and my best friend,
you're so wholesome.
We were like entering these magazine competitions that were for children. And we were dressing up in like Supre bandeaus that had black stars on them with fluoro necklaces and like we had the ugliest bob cuts and fringes. And we just looked disgusting, right? We knew we looked disgusting. These 13-year-olds now, they've got their makeup done. They could actually pass for 18. And it's horrible.
But that's what I thought of people your age when I was your age, though. That's the thing. So I wonder if
I think every generation. Yeah.
It's just getting younger and younger, though, I feel like.
I've said that exact same little story.
You're just getting older and older.
No, like I feel like, because like I wasn't doing that stuff at 12, whereas I feel like 12-year-olds are doing that now. Like we were probably doing that more as 16, 17-year-olds. But I feel like it just gets younger single year.
And you wonder when it's ever going to stop, like what's going to happen in 10 years' time? Mm-hmm. Or will there be a revolution?
Either one.
We're starting a revolution. Mahalia is not smart.
It's late at night,
But I wonder if something will change and the kids of our generation coming through, particularly the ones that are about... you know, the climate changey stuff and they're a bit more worldly than I ever bloody was.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And I wonder if something will kick in and they'll, I don't know, go against it.
Mm-hmm.
One can only hope.
I mean, look, the fact that our... I used to look at myself when I was 22, 23, 24, I looked at a 36-year-old, they would never, ever be talking about any of this shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So yes, it is fucking changing. You know what I mean? Like it is, but it takes a whole, tribe of people in order to affect some change. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, hopefully doing some shit like this little podcast helps a couple of, you know, you never know who's listening that might go, oh. Yeah.
I feel like you're going to affect a lot of people and that's pretty special.
I hope so. Yeah. I really do.
Yeah,
do you want to plug your little Instagram?
Oh my God,
it's not little, it's fucking huge.
I mean, you know, do you want to plug your big Instagram?
Well, yes, tell us your Instagram.
My main one is at Caitlin Robertson.
Is that Caitlin with a C or a K?
It's definitely a C.
Caitlin with a C and an I.
And an I, there's no Y. C-A-I-T-L-I-N.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you very much.
And what's the rest? Caitlin.
Caitlin Robertson.
Robertson.
Not Robinson, because I will come for you. So
we'll cut you.
But you won't even know because people won't be on Caitlin Robinson's page with 3.5 followers. Her mom, her dad, and herself.
Fuck that, bitch.
They'll be like, wow, she doesn't have 15,000 followers. What are they talking about?
And your new podcast
page? And my new one is at The Anxious Diaries Podcast.
You haven't done an episode yet, have you? have you?
I haven't, no. Okay. I'm hoping to do one really soon, like within the next week.
Well, let us know and we'll give you a little shout out our gram.
Thank you. Oh my God.
Hey, speaking of shout outs and stuff, not shout outs, but yeah. Can we do another, like, can we do a giveaway?
Oh, you want to do a giveaway?
I want to do a giveaway.
Oh, okay. Before we wrap this up, is there anything else that we can like point any the audience members, especially Australian audience members, to something if they have any mental issues whatsoever, or if they feel down or if they feel depressed? What is it that they can do?
You can call Lifeline. We can give that number.
Give that out.
So it's 13 11 14. And they're actually really good. I had my drama teacher from when I was like, in primary school, she used to work for them. So she's not some big, scary person. She's just a person that you can call and talk to. And I don't really know how it goes down, but I imagine you can call and just be like, I don't feel good.
Awesome.
And that's all you need sometimes.
One more time. What's that number again?
13-11-14.
13-11-14. There you go. All our American listeners are going to be like, what the fuck is that?
High five, five.
What'd you say, Luke?
Can I quickly say something as well? Yeah. Just with all the talk on this mental health in this episode, it's really good because suicide is the number one killer in Australia for people aged 15 to 44.
Oh my gosh.
Whoa, is that for real?
Yeah. So if you're feeling like that, it's really quite normal. It's literally the most common way that people are dying.
Oh my gosh.
And so give them a call, even if you're not feeling at that level.
And also on that, I'm just going to tell you a little quick thing.
Yeah. Come on. Tell us.
So my whole story stems from my mom having bipolar and I've seen attempted suicide. I'm not going to go fully into it because I haven't spoken to her about it.
Yeah.
But I know that that woman is not what her thoughts were at those times when she's tried to kill herself, because she is the cutest, loveliest, most special, beautiful, like, woman in the world you'd ever meet. If she met both of you, she'd be like, oh, Caitlin, she'd write down details about you so she could ask you another time. She's fucking gorgeous. Oh. But this woman has then had this disease that's made her want to kill herself. And it's like, things can change in a heartbeat. The next day she could have been on meds or had shock therapy in her brain or spoken to someone, and stuff that's happened to her wouldn't have had to have happened had she spoken to someone, gotten help, whatever. That's another big, big issue there. Big topic. I just want to say the importance of things change. There's always light at the end of the tunnel.
Check in with your friends. Check in with your family.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Man.
Ask them, are
just
you okay?
Talk about it.
Yeah.
Normalize it. That's all you can do.
Especially. And people would rather listen to you than listen to your eulogy. I saw a meme about that and I was like, yes.
Yeah.
So please call us.
I'm
here for anyone.
Yeah, I actually do have a little gift for both of you on this whole topic.
Stop it. Is my mom here?
Sugar daddy, come to the rescue. So I had a very unbelievable meeting with this young lady. Her name's Jasmine Alexa. Mm-hmm. She owns her own
cool
clothing.
Name.
I know, it is a fucking
Jasmine
cool
Alexa.
Name.
Jasmine Alexa, it's got a cute ring to it.
Yeah, I actually
Alexa, turn Jasmine on.
I go up to her and I'm just like, yo, so who's Alexa? And she goes like, no, that's me. I'm like, okay, so then who's Jasmine? And she's like, no, that's me too.
That's me.
It's like, that's my middle name. I'm like, oh, okay, I see that.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah, so she was really cool. And what is it called? I was doing F45 on a Saturday morning.
He works out, guys.
So I met her there, and she had like a little pop-up store, and she was telling me all about her clothing line. Mm-hmm. Well, unbeknownst to me, she has this clothing line. She just released this line just recently, and it's all about women's mental health.
Ah.
And it's called This Is Me.
Oh, cute. Oh,
yeah, this is me.
So okay.
Let me go reach over. Oh. I have a couple of shirts here for you guys.
Stop it.
In gray and in white.
Oh my God, I'm so glad I got the white one. I love it.
I love gray.
Oh my God, I love this t-shirt.
I don't know if it's your guys' size. It's extra small. Right? But that's
teeny
your guys' size, right?
Yep. Teeny tiny. Not that it matters what size you are, everybody. It's what's inside
all
that counts.
All sizes matter.
Yes. All sizes matter. That's right.
Oh my God.
And so,
Thank you, Jasmine Alexa.
So this is from Jasmine Alexa.
Oh my God, I love it.
If you go to theiconic.com right now, you can find this line. Jasmine Alexa is her Instagram. Sorry, it's jasmine.alexa. You can find her on Instagram. She has this huge line on The Iconic. Go and buy all of the proceeds.
Wow.
All of the proceeds go to Headspace Australia.
No oh, way.
I yes. love that.
So it's this huge campaign this that woman? She had and like just, yeah, she just, we just
Why
literally met.
The proceeds? I oh know. My God, she's so unreal. This is me. Thank you so much. I love this t-shirt. It's such nice quality.
Oh. So cute.
Isn't it amazing?
Happy. I feel famous. You get a car. You get a car. Famous.
You get a shirt and you get a t-shirt.
Thank you so much, Jasmine
thank
Alexa.
Thank you, Jasmine
and so,
Alexa.
Yeah, so it's unbelievable. And thank you, so you. These shirts are for women's mental health. This is me. I'm so excited to give them to you.
I'm excited to wear it.
I hope so.
I actually will wear this. I really
like it. Can you actually like post some pictures?
Yeah, and,
like, we'll definitely. Yeah,
I've got at least 430 followers. So, Jasmine Alexa, you are welcome.
Hey, look, the more traffic and the more awareness that we can bring over to mental health awareness, that'll be great.
Yeah.
And because it's your birthday,
birthday to you.
Oh my God.
It's Mahalia Brown's birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear.
In my face.
Happy birthday to you.
Hip, hip, hip. Hooray!
This is adorable. Oh my God, this is so cute. I can't even. I'm so happy.
It's going to be your birthday in a couple of days. Is that correct?
Yay! I'm going to be 35.
28.
I'm going to be 22.
Happy birthday, bitch.
That's from us. Thank you so much.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday! And before we leave, before we close, we will have another giveaway.
Stop
what do you
pointing
think?
At me.
I am gonna fucking point at you, okay? What do you think about giving? Oh, I don't know. Let's say another $100.
Yeah, to the ESPY.
No, not to the ESPY.
Okay.
How about
the ESPY?
To the Iconic.
Oh yes, for her thingy.
What do you think,
Jasmine Alexis?
No. Just to the Iconic. If they want to send the proceeds over to to the line. You eat.
Anyways. Like I don't care anymore. I'm out. I'm tapping out.
Mahalia, we're out. Caitlin, we're out.
Thank you. We're out. Thank you so much for coming on the show, Caitlin, and sharing all your stuff. I know it's scary sometimes. I've got a mouthful of chocolate. There goes my eating disorder again. Cool. No, but thank you
so
much.
We'll all join in.
I'm so happy you came on.
We
love
you.
Thank you so much for having me. It's always a great time with you guys.
You're welcome.
Yay! Thank you, Luke. We love you.
Let's make sure we keep this episode right, though.
Let's keep it.
No pressure, but this has happened before.
So we've started? I was meant to have recorded. I thought this was preamble.
Is Red record or no?
Hey, right. And all of you, don't flatter yourself.
Yeah.